is St. Thomas in the Bible. We listen to a prayer of David as he tells the Lord he is good, having not planned evil and having not spoken lies. He then asks for protection from his enemies. After God delivers him from the hands of Saul, he tells God that he loves him. God is said to have thundered and shot down lightning to the earth. David tells God how powerful he is with God and how good God's dealings with him have been, grants them blessings and kills their enemies for them. David tells us how he can walk in the valley of darkness and not be fearful because he thinks God is with him. We finish up with David praising God some more, with a Thomas Yawn count of 3.
3 seems to be the magic number with yawn counts, as far as yawn counts go. Yeah, I like to start off the show with a cough. What of it? Yeah, I couldn't cough and drink water right, you know, before the show. It's weird. You don't think about these things until you start recording. It's because I'm a poor broadcaster. Really, I like when people say poor. Makes sense, actually. I'm a really poor broadcaster. Yeah, more coughing. Okay, so we are on Psalm 25 today. We're going to read 25 through 33. It's a lot of psalms. And let's see, any news? Oh, I went on cognitive dissonance, which I know a lot of my listeners listen to that show, and it was awesome. It was really fun. I think it was the most laugh-out-loud funny time I've been on them yet. I gave them a real hard time about everything. I don't know why. I just was in a ball-busty mood. And, you know, so they probably hate me and never take me on the show again. But no, hopefully not. No, I think it was all good-natured. So, yeah, check that out. I'm more promoting Atheistically Speaking, but I talked a bit about this show too. And of course, check out Atheistically Speaking, still going strong. It's getting better and better, getting more and more of a following. So I'm really hoping to build that up and get some real guests on there and continue to build it up. So, okay. So let's do our psalming here. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my, it's a bad start. Do I lift up my soul? Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to read it like that. Oh my God. I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me but thy paths. As I've said, I think this Psalms being after any book but the one we just read would be better. Because, I mean, am I missing something, or does Job completely, you know, go against everything that this is saying? Or does this kind of, I don't know, I forget which is written first. I think this, actually, some of these were, because they're from King David or whatever. I'd have to look that up. I didn't look that up. But either way, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, either one came first and the other, you know, goes against everything it's saying, or the opposite. So I don't entirely understand why we're reading all these prayers that they're all the same. They're, look, God, I'm a really good guy. Here's why I'm good. Now, can't you kill all my enemies, please? Like, that's it. That's the entire thing. It's just like, oh, let me find 70 different ways to say that exact thing. That's all this is. It's Psalms, like I said, it's got the potential to go straight to the toppermost. So yeah, it's not good. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, the 5th of November, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with him, with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. They're toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Well, just don't get your feet caught in a net. What are you, like a stork or something? I don't understand. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. So is my Japheth. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. What did you do to get them to hate you with a cruel hatred? Ask yourself that. I don't know. I mean, then again, last year. No, back then, last then was a pretty hatey time. Like, you just hate people, you know, really in-group, out-group, turf wars kind of thing, so... Maybe he didn't do anything to deserve this hatred, but maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe think about that a little bit more than asking God to kill all your enemies, you know? Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me be not ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Yeah, that's always a good one. God, I went out on a limb for you. So if you can go ahead and not screw me over, that would be nice, you know? So I put my trust in you. Don't let me down, God. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Okay, so that's the end of 25. I'm going to have to drink some water and cough for another 2 hours. No, not really, but just exaggerating for fun. Yeah. I don't know. I'm feeling really unfunny today. But I don't... If you gave, like... you know, Louis C.K. or Bill Cosby, this material, I don't know what they would come up with that would be that much better, to be honest. I mean, Psalms is just, they just like read some of it and then just do their act, and then that would be good. I'd be fine with that. But yeah, there's not a whole lot to get from this. It's so repetitive and uninteresting that I don't know. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to make this interesting. Psalms may be just like the dark years of the show. Judge me, O Lord, Psalm 26, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all my wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. It also occurred to me, so that's the end of 26. What did I say? 34? I never remember. Yeah, no, 33. Okay, good. That's a little easier. It also occurs to me, like, in the last psalm, not so much as in this one, he's just talking for the Lord. Like, did he think, like, okay, I'm just going to make up a bunch of stuff that people quote as the Lord speak? You know, like, because he says, like, oh, anyone who does such and such, the Lord will do this for you. It's like, how do you know that? Because it's not like he's talking, it's not like he's a prophet. I don't know where he got this information. It's kind of interesting that he just figures he can talk for, on behalf of the Lord, you know? But maybe it's gleaned from other books of the Bible, and then he presents it as though he thought of it or something. I'm not sure. All right, water break. Okay, 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. Well, you should fear the devil, because apparently he can convince God to kill all your family and a bunch of stuff like that. So that'd be one person to fear. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an honest... Man, I cannot read today. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear, though war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, Mother Mary comforts me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. He shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, for he shall set me upon a rock. Okay. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. It's all about the enemies. It's all about why I'm me. I should be better than my enemies for, you know, because I'm pretty good. So, and they're, I mean, yeah, they're not bad, but they're not me. So, you know, I should, they should fall down and just be, lose everything. And I should be, you know, it's like, it's so boring. God, is this boring? Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, for neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, you had me back at the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I don't even know what all this, this doesn't even matter. Let's see, anything else to say there? Now, we're on 28. Man, I need to sound less bored. This has got to be boring. There's no way anyone's still listening to me, right? I mean, answer me, you. Like, there's no, it's Psalms, guys. It's Psalms' fault. It's not mine. It's the Psalms, I tell you. The Psalms. All right, 28. Unto thee I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent. The rock is my rock. Or Rock Hudson. The rock, Rock Hudson, or then the Lord. It's like, that's my list of rocks. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness. Oh, okay, what do you know? Another prayer that says, I'm better than everybody because I actually am nice and everyone else is. God. Render them to their desert, because they regard not. Oh, there's a God. Oh, man. They regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and my song, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Okay, on to 29. What are you guys up to? Anything, any news in your lives? I got, this is just trying to, I don't know, I'm trying to salvage this. Anything cool going on with you? All right, well, clearly I can't count on you guys to provide good stuff for the show, so I guess I'm stuck. I guess I got to do it myself. Okay, fine. All right, I get it. I ask you guys for one thing, just start a conversation with me. And what do I hear? Silence. That's right. I don't hear anything. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. This one's at least a slightly different structure. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. What? There's a lot of unicorn talk in this book. I've said that before. For not existing, unicorns sure get a lot of mention in the Bible. So if they don't exist, what else in this book doesn't exist? Am I right? The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. History has proven that, that's for sure. Anyone who believes in the Lord has peace. Oh my God, Psalms is bad. I feel like Rocky when he's losing, except that I doubt I'm going to like have the comeback moment where all of a sudden like I'm don't have brain damage. Cause like, I don't get that part of it. He's dead in a fight. Like he's been destroyed. And then for like 7 rounds and then he's just like, and then like, he just all of a sudden he can fight, you know? Why didn't he just do that from the beginning? Like he has to get mad and have like his brain punched in and then he can all of a sudden fight better. It's weird. I have nothing to say as Sylvester Stallone. Just I just like doing that voice. I don't know. I should develop something to actually say, and then it would maybe be an impression worth doing. Otherwise, it's sort of just an annoying sound. So, yeah, that's what I feel like. I got, like, two black eyes, and, you know, I can't see out of one of them.
You gotta cut me.
Adrian! Yeah, that's all I got. And what else do I feel like? Yeah, I've got, like, ice bags all over me. Like, that's what I have just from reading, like, 4 chapters of this book, so. I'd say this is the first supernatural thing about this. I mean, I can't prove it's supernatural, but I've never heard of a book that's this able to just like physically just make me feel like I've been beaten up like really hard. I can't even, my whole body hurts from trying to read this thing. It's a joke. All right. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit of despair. Don't even think about trying to escape. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrances of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Oh, here we go. We're full of Princess Bride. Shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to see thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down into the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. Are you giving thanks now? Huh, then you didn't mean forever, did you? No, because you're dead. Got that guy. Burned him. Okay. Anything else interesting to say? Yeah, this is about as interesting as when religious people tell you, like, you have no idea how the Lord changed my life. It's like, I'm happy for you, but it's nothing. It didn't, you did whatever it is. Maybe because your belief motivated you, that could be, but it has nothing to do with it being real. Anyway. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. This sounds like one I've already read, but it's not. It's Psalm 31. For an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of my enemy, but thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief, and many years with sighing, when my strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. See, here's the thing. You have all kinds of iniquity, right? So you're this guy, whoever the F this is, I don't even care. And he's got all this iniquity. But he's saying, like, but it's okay because I'm praying to you, and, like, I recognize that you're God. So kill my enemies. Well, it's like, well, what do the enemies do? I don't know, iniquity. Yeah, okay, so what's the difference between you and them, except that you're you and they're them? Anyway, I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance that they that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. You're like a broken record, more like. Ba-dum-tsh. Got that guy again. For I have heard the slander of many. I don't think Richard Pryor could do any better with this material. I really, I mean, I don't think I'm the funniest guy in the world, but this is nothing. There's nothing here. I mean, how funny can you make the phone book? It's about that. It's about that funny. Occasionally someone has a weird name and you're like, oh, it's like Steve Doodlestein. That's pretty, that's kind of funny. And like, that's about as good as you can do. I don't, what am I going to do? Huh? While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. My New York Times. Can you hand me my times? Hand me the times, would you? My times are in thy hand. Deliver me the crossword. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon the servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things, proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shewed me in his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall sound like another impression that everyone can do. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Now that's either Deckard Cain from Diablo 2 or Sean Connery. That's either one. Okay, I actually blacked out for most of that psalm, so I don't know what happened. Does it matter? Does it matter? I mean, Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Oh, don't worry. Your sin's covered. I gotcha. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity I have not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. I love this attitude, though. I've sort of referenced it, but it's like, well, look, I'm an awful sinner. But, you know, I acknowledge that. Yeah, I sin. Anyway, can you kill the shit out of these other people over here? Because they are terrible people. It's like, what? They're one step away from you, right? I mean, if they, assuming they did anything, I don't even know what they did. But they're always on about killing their enemies. It's like, well, if they said, like, oh, I acknowledge my sin, then would you be, oh, okay. Like, what? That's that difference is between needing to kill them and not? Crazy. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. It's a slightly interesting bit of writing, I guess. Many. Whoa. That was crazy. I don't know if you guys heard that, but something freaked out. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in the heart. All right, last psalm. Is this a long one? Oh, God damn it. It's a little longer. I don't know, guys. I don't know what to tell you. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for the praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with a harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. 9 strings is not enough strings for the instrument that you shall play to the Lord. 11 strings is too many strings. 12 strings, right out. All right, I'm going to have to pause because I keep getting some weird audio thing. Wow, guys. I don't even know where to begin. So it's been a long time since I paused. It's actually been over a week. Let me tell you what happened. How about I wish I had a guitar. I could be like, goes a little something like this. So what happened was, first off, I don't know what that audio thing was. That was some other issue I was having. Who knows? Could be anything with the cheap, you know, $3,000-$4,000 worth of gear I have. It's when you pay just nothing, you know, when you get what you pay for. I picked this up at flea markets and stuff like that. It's all made out of wood. It's not like I have a, you know, top of the line laptop, very good, interface and expensive microphone, all that. It's not like I have all that, you know, because if I had that and I was still getting all these audio problems, that would be frustrating, wouldn't it? No, I have a Mr. Microphone. I don't know what that is otherwise, other than I heard someone say it. I assume it's one of those fake toy microphones that you just, yeah. Anyway, so what happened was, back then, over a week ago, I resumed and I finished recording and I got all the way to the end. And then I said, well, as I was just about getting ready to be done, I spilled my water on my laptop and I said, oh, I just destroyed my computer. And then the whole thing shut down and the the drama ensued that I maybe you saw on Facebook. I posted about it. Yep, computer was damaged. Now, whenever I have audio problems, I'll probably blame that, even though I had audio problems before that. But so, yeah, that's what happened. I lost RAM, so I decided to upgrade my RAM since my one stick was broken anyway. I figured, screw it, just upgrade it. And the battery died, so I had to buy a new battery. from the shit ton of water I spilled on there. And so it's been a long time. And of course, most of this episode was salvaged, thank God, because I really didn't want to record the whole thing again. But the last bit here, it looks like that part was lost, including I was hoping the part where I literally spilled the water on my computer was still here. But no, it was lost. That would have been funny. So we're going to finish up this psalm. I have no memory of what was happening here. I don't really care. Because this psalm ruined my computer and cost me probably $250. So you know, it's not like I've been, you know, short of money because all the gear that I bought or anything like that. You know, all the expensive gear. All the cheap gear, you know. It's not like I purchased a bunch of expensive sound gear and it doesn't work and I have no money and I messed up my computer. It's not like all that, you know. It's not like that's happening. So, you know, it's, wait, that's what's happening actually. So, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as in heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, and he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength, and horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver out their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. All right, so that's the end, and this is where I spill my water and ruin my computer. I better do it just for fun. Come on. Gotta do it, right? No. So, what to say? I don't know. I'm not sure what to say here, except that was quite an odyssey I went on. That sounded like an instant for you guys. But no, that about sums it up. This was whatever that reading was. I have no memory of it since it was a week ago, and I was so ruined by my computer being dead. So I'll probably have to see you guys next episode. These are going to be some rapid-fire ones because I got way behind, so tune in. All right, see you guys later.